The reason that was written was that there was a song popular many years ago, not popular, but Danny Kaye used to sing it, called The 50 Russian Composers from Lady in the Dark. And all it was a list of 50 Russian composers. And I thought, well, heck, if he can sell that, I can just send some list of things. So I tried the United Nations, and I tried the chemical elements, and I tried the states, and the elements were the only one that worked out to have enough rhymes. I tried a list of all those things.
Can you give us an idea of this?
The other one, I was trying to see if I could remember it. Is this, are we on here? All right, I used to do this at parties around 10 years ago. This is the 50 Russian composers from Lady in the Dark. There's Malachevsky, Rubin, Sain, Arensky, and Tchaikovsky, Sabelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnin, Prichanovsky, Vedovsky, Arcebuchev, Moniusko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Tiomnikov, Ischenko, and Klinglowing, Livornyansky, Rebekov, Ilinsky, and Vendobara, Kirov, Zolotarov, and Kuczynski, and Sokolov, and Topolov, Tukhelsky, and Tilovsky, and Shostakovich, Borodin, Liera, Novakovsky, there's Lyudov and Karganov, Markevich, Panschenko, and Argomisky, Sterbachev, Skryavin, Vasilenko, Stravinsky, Rimsky, Korsakov, Masorsky, and Gachaninov, and Glazanov, and Cesar Kwikalinikov, Rachmaninov, Stravinsky, and Gachaninov, Rumshinsky, and Rachmaninoff, I really ought to stop. The subject has been dwelt upon enough.
That's a gas.
No,
it's a beautiful
like
song.
It was nice. Ira Gershwin wrote the words, by the way. And Kurt Weill wrote the music, which I wasn't quite doing. I was just vamping.
That must be difficult to sing. I mean, it must be just a difficult thing to do with your mouth.
Well, it's one of those things that if you make a mistake in the middle, like the elements, you can't. You just have to stop and start all over again. It's hopeless.
Let's move on to your...
to the plugs and records. Yes.
plug. I'm a prize. R6179 in mono. This is your recording of the songs that you wrote for That Was the Year That Was. That was the week that was. But
yeah,
the
9 of them were, and 5 were. I didn't think they'd use, so I didn't bother to send them in.
I'd be interested to hear this folk song Army. Is that I heard you sing that a couple of months ago at a party.
That's
is that
right. Yeah, that's one of the weaker songs, but it comes from the heart.
Comes from the heart, and it also brings us back to folk music, which is supposedly the point of this show.
Right.
Sandy, we got it queued up?
No, he hasn't.
We do. We do. Let's listen to it.
One type of song that has come into increasing prominence in recent months is the folk song of protest. You have to admire people who sing these songs. It takes a certain amount of courage to get up in a coffee house or a college auditorium and come out in favor of the things that everybody else in the audience is against, like peace and justice and brotherhood and so on. But the nicest thing about a protest song is that it makes you feel so good. I have a song here which I realize should be accompanied on a folk instrument, in which category the piano does not, alas, qualify. So imagine, if you will, that I am playing...